We turn now to Nigeria, where an American man is caught up in a dispute between the government and the cryptocurrency exchange Binance. Nigeria accuses Binance of tanking its currency. And now some U.S. lawmakers say that Nigeria is effectively holding hostage an American who is the company's head of financial crime compliance. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Yuki Gambarian was used to her husband's travels. A former investigator with the IRS, Tigran Gambarian, specialized in cybercrime and cryptocurrencies, and he was often on the road. When he left for Nigeria, it was the middle of the night, and she was in bed.
Yeah, I stayed in bed, never said goodbye, and that's something I regretted. Every single day.
Her husband traveled to Nigeria at the invitation of the government in late February. She soon learned that he had been detained, along with a colleague who later managed to escape. 40-year-old Tigran Gambarian was then moved to a high-security prison. Nigeria accuses Binance of money laundering and says Gambarian has been given due process. But Yuki Gambarian says the case is against the company, not her husband.
Binance is an online entity and there's nothing to hold on to. And Tigran is the only tangible thing that the Nigerians can hold on to. That's why he's still there. They think once they release Tigran, Binance would just basically say, we're out too.
She's worried about his health. She says in their most recent phone call, he told her that his herniated disc was flaring up.
He said his back hurt so much that he could barely walk now. So that got me worried that this might leave some permanent damage.
The State Department says consular officials have been able to visit him and have raised the case with Nigeria. Congressman French Hill, an Arkansas Republican, also saw Gambarian in prison, describing the conditions as horrible and posting this message on X while he was still on the tarmac in Abuja earlier this summer.
We want him home, and we can let Binance, his employer, deal with the Nigerians.
That's what Yuki Gambarian wants, too.
My hope is things will get resolved in a diplomatic, respectful way, so nobody has to worry about losing faces and whatnot.
The Gambarians have a 5-year-old son and a 10-year-old daughter. She says she found her son sitting quietly in their living room in Georgia recently.
And I realized he's crying. So I asked him, what's wrong? Why are you crying? And he's just like, I miss you. He said, I miss Daddy. And I don't know what triggered him, but there are days like that. And that is very, very heartbreaking because I don't know what to say.
The 38-year-old came to Washington last week to try to raise awareness about the case. She says she doesn't know what Binance is doing to resolve it, so she's counting on U.S. diplomats to persuade Nigeria to release her husband on humanitarian grounds. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.